This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that impeachment is in the air. We're going to be speaking with one of the co-sponsors of new impeachment resolutions, Congressman Adam Smith, who is a chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. He is going to be joining us a little bit later this hour to talk about the impeachment resolutions that he is co-sponsoring and also the implications for national defense of what happened and alarmed the whole world on Wednesday. President-elect Biden, doing a press conference, was asked moments ago about impeachment and whether he thinks that's a good or necessary idea. At this point, with 10 days left in the Trump presidency, we will we'll play that for you and consider that. Also, finally, President Trump, he didn't offer a concession last night, which would have been a good thing to do, but he did offer an acknowledgement that Biden had won the election and was going to become the president. Of course, he didn't mention Biden's name. We will get to that. There are also more and more Republicans who are speaking out, and not just the usual suspects, people who have been there for a while, but new recruits who are speaking out against some of the extremism and craziness and dishonesty that was on display with the way that the President of the United States handled the entire gathering in Washington that ended up leading to the storming of the Capitol building. One of the questions that, honest to goodness, if the president, current president, President Donald J. Trump, if he ever does another press conference, and I think it's unlikely that he will do anything of that kind before he leaves the White House, he also announced today he will not be attending the inauguration, which I think everyone expected. There does appear to be reassurance that Mike Pence, the vice president, who emerges as one of the heroes of this entire process, it seems to me, that Mike Pence will attend the inauguration, and that's very important. I had written a column about that about 3 weeks ago, about how important it was that Mike Pence declare his independence of some of the Trumpian morass by attending the inauguration and affirming the continuity in American life. And there's a core question that I'm going to try as best I can to weave through so many items of breaking news and new developments and new perspectives that we have and we have to share with you. But I'm going to try to weave through all of that this basic idea that there were 75 million people, almost 74 million, really, who voted for President Trump for re-election. I think some of those people are already regretting it, regretting that they voted that way, given the way the president has acted since Election Day. And, okay, but that's a small minority. Most of those 74 million people who vote for President Trump, I think, would vote for him again. They like him. They admire him. They appreciate everything he's done for the country. So the question really becomes, how do you bring those people, those individuals, into this united America that Joe Biden talks about? It's going to be hard for him. He has not appointed Democrats. He has appointed only Democrats to his key cabinet positions. He's missed the opportunity to appoint some sympathetic Republicans. The how do you bring these people together? This is a month before the election. This is according to a Hill Harris X poll. A month before the election, 38% of respondents overall said that they believe the election would likely be manipulated. 70% of Republicans, according to Politico, do not think the election was free and fair. 68% of Republicans said they were concerned that the election was rigged. Only 16% of Democrats and one-third of independents were similarly worried. This is before the election. That's according to Reuters. Quinnipiac poll shows that 77% of Republicans believe there was widespread voter fraud. Okay, those debates are increasingly irrelevant. But how do you reassure people who believe that, who are not all crazy by any means? Maybe 10% are the kind of people who they're looking to arrest right now. The kind of people who are waving Confederate flags and wearing T-shirts that said 6 million weren't enough. And were charming folks like that who stormed the Capitol building. But that did not represent the majority of people who came out at the urging of the President of the United States. So the question is, on top of everything else that he's facing, a raging pandemic, a very troubled economy, where the jobs report today was alarming, what does Joe Biden do to try to stitch together the rendered torn, it's got holes in it, fabric of old glory and of the Republic? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Joe Biden was just asked moments ago in his press conference about his approach to Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats' demand for immediate impeachment. Here is the exchange and what it sounded like.
We've learned that House Democrats are currently planning to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump as soon as Monday. At that point, it'll be just a little over a week before the president leaves office. Do you believe this is a good idea?
Look, I've thought for a long, long time that President Trump wasn't fit to hold the job. That's why I ran. And my job now, in 12 days, God willing, I'll be President of the United States of America. And I'm focused on the urgency of three immediate concerns. One, the virus, getting it under control, getting the vaccine from a vial into people's arms. I think the way it's being done now has been very, very sad. Number two, we've had 4,000 deaths yesterday, and things continue to rise, to escalate. That's my number one concern, to get the virus under control. We lost over 125,000 jobs this last month, and people are really, really, really in desperate shape. And so I'm focused on the virus, the vaccine, and economic growth. What the Congress decides to do is for them to decide. But I'm going to have to, and they're going to have to be ready to hit the ground running, because when Kamala and I are sworn in, we're going to be introducing immediately significant pieces of legislation to deal with the virus, deal with the economy, and deal with economic growth.
Okay, basically he was then asked if he had spoken to Speaker Pelosi about impeachment, and he said he speaks to her all the time. And we will see where all this goes. In my point of view, I think putting a priority on impeachment right now is divisive and is not helpful. I think that the Wall Street Journal in their editorial. It's a tough editorial, but it's profound and it's wise. I'll share it with you. We'll be speaking to Congressman Adam Smith a little bit.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show, some news before I want to get to what I think is the exactly right tone in how to respond to the horrifying scenes of Wednesday. This from the Wall Street Journal. The news has to do with the death count. And yeah, it is death count. It's not just that one woman, Ashley Babbitt, who was shot and killed. She was shot and killed while she was crawling through a broken window trying to get into the House chamber. And there were armed guards standing on the other side of the window with guns drawn, and one of them fired, and she died. And another casualty was a Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, who succumbed yesterday to injuries suffered at the hands of rioters on Wednesday. What kind of injuries? He was battling the rioters, and one of them hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher. He collapsed and was taken to the hospital, and he didn't survive. He's 42 years old. He's a former airman in the Air National Guard, New Jersey Air National Guard. There's a former staffer to Nancy Pelosi who was friends with Sicknick, and she told the Washington Post he was a very enthusiastic supporter of President Trump. Sicknick graduated in 1997 from Middlesex County Technical Vocational High School in New Jersey, and he joined the New Jersey Air National Guard in 1997. He deployed to Saudi Arabia in 1999 in support of Operation Southern Watch, and after 9/11, he served in Kyrgyzstan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, which is one of the names of the Iraq War. Sicknick wanted to be a police officer his entire life, said his brother Ken Sicknick. He served his country honorably, and he made his family very proud. And he died defending the Capitol building, defending an assault on Congress in session. There are four others who died in the riots. Ashley Babbitt, who was shot by police while trying to break into the House chamber. There was a 55-year-old Alabama man who was part of the crowd of rioters who died of a heart attack. And a Georgia woman who was reportedly crushed in the crowd, and a man from Philadelphia who suffered a stroke. A death toll so far of five Americans. Here is what they say in the Wall Street Journal. In the lead editorial today, they say Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are demanding that Mr. Trump be removed from office immediately, either by the cabinet under the 25th Amendment, which, by the way, will not happen because Mike Pence doesn't support it. He's been estranged from President Trump, but he does not support, and has been very clear in letting people know, he doesn't support the invocation of the 25th Amendment saying that President Trump is incapacitated. He may be dangerous. He's not incapacitated. That's not what the framers of the 25th Amendment had in mind. There's partisan animus at work here, writes the Journal, but Mr. Trump's actions on Wednesday do raise constitutional questions that aren't casually dismissed. In concise summary, on Wednesday, the leader of the executive branch of the United States government incited a crowd to march on the legislative branch. And by the way, those who doubt that statement by the Wall Street Journal, just go back and listen to President Trump's speech to the people who had gathered at the very end of his speech. The last words he said, so let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you all for being here. So we're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I love Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're going to go to the Capitol. And we're going to try and give the Democrats, well, the Democrats are hopeless. They're never voting for anything, not even one vote. But we're going to try and give our Republicans, the weak ones, because the strong ones don't need any of our help, we're going to try to give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. And it's right up Pennsylvania Avenue, the Capitol building. And right after he asked people to do that, concluding his speech, they did it. In concise summary, writes the Journal, on Wednesday, the leader of the executive branch incited a crowd to march on the legislative branch. The express goal was to demand that Congress and Vice President Mike Pence reject electors from enough states to deny Mr. Biden an Electoral College victory. When some in the crowd turned violent and occupied the Capitol, the president cavilled and declined for far too long to call them off. When he did speak, he hedged his plea with election complaints and also telling the people who had just begun already assaulting the Capitol building, we love you, you're patriots, being very positive. This was an assault on the constitutional process of transferring power after the election, writes the Journal. It was also an assault on the legislative from an executive sworn to uphold the laws of the United States. This goes beyond merely refusing refusing to concede defeat. In our view, it crosses a constitutional line that Mr. Trump hasn't previously crossed. It is impeachable. Whether the fact that it is impeachable doesn't mean that impeachment is a good idea. It's not a good idea because in terms of trying to bring America together, this just looks like another partisan hit job. They bring up the fact that in a sense, the problem with impeachment is that they tried it before. And for most Republicans, looking at some of the same individuals, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and the people who would be pushing impeachment on Monday, if that's what actually happens, that would look like, well, it was round two. And the New York Times the Wall Street Journal brings up, this week's actions are a far greater dereliction of duty than President Trump's ham-handed Ukrainian interference in 2019. They're entirely correct. They write, impeachment has the virtue of being transparent and politically accountable, unlike the 25th Amendment, which won't happen. If there were enough votes to convict in the Senate, it would also seem less partisan. The best case for impeachment is not to punish Mr. Trump. It is to send a message to future presidents that Congress will protect itself from populace of all ideological stripes willing to stir up a mob and threaten the Capitol or its members. But impeachment so late in the term won't be easy or without rancor. It would further enrage Mr. Trump's supporters in a way that won't help Mr. Biden govern, much less heal partisan divisions. It would pour political fuel on Wednesday's dying embers. So what should happen? Resignation. And that would be the best thing for Trump and for the country. We'll be right back, tell you why.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard presence remains high in Washington, D.C. after a riot broke out at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says that there are now more than 850 National Guard members on the grounds in the district.
A lot of questions were asked, a little bit of confusion, but as we worked through it, we ultimately made the determination about a half hour later to mobilize the entire D.C. National Guard.
McCarthy adding that there will be more than 6,000 guardsmen mobilized as we head into the weekend. President Trump making the announcement on Twitter that he won't attend President-elect Joe Biden swearing in on January 20th. Some Republicans are asking the president to reconsider his decision. Baseball Hall of Famer and former Los Angeles Dodgers skipper Tony Lasorda is dead at the age of 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Journal, Wall Street Journal, writes that if Mr. Trump wants to avoid a second impeachment, his best path would be to take personal responsibility and resign. This would be the cleanest solution, since it would immediately turn presidential duties over to Mike Pence, and it would give Mr. Trump agency, a la Richard Nixon, over his own fate. This might also stem the flood of White House and cabinet resignations that are understandable as acts of conscience, but could leave the government dangerously undermanned. We know an act of grace by President Trump isn't likely. In any case, this week has probably finished him as a serious political figure. He has cost Republicans the House, the White House, and now the Senate. Worse, he has betrayed his loyal supporters by lying to them about the election and the ability of Congress and Mr. Pence to overturn it. He's refused to accept the basic bargain of democracy, which is to accept the result, win or lose. It's best for everyone, himself very much included, if he goes away quietly. Colin Powell made a similar statement earlier today. Of course, he hasn't been a Trump supporter ever. But the best, most effective thing right now would be to do what happened with Richard Nixon, to have some of his strongest supporters, people like Jim Jordan, who he's about to give the Medal of Freedom to, people like Devin Nunes, like Matt Gaetz, people who have been just gung-ho for Donald Trump. Yeah, include Lindsey Graham. To go up to meet with him in the White House in person and urge his resignation. Tony in San Diego, California. Tony, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
First, I just want to ask, do you think Trump learned a valuable lesson from his first impeachment?
No.
No, of course not, given the events of the past 2 weeks, starting with that phone call in Georgia.
No, look, none of this. Trump is Trump, and I don't think he's given any evidence at all at any point in his life of learning lessons from experience, which is one of his problems.
No,
but go ahead.
As far as Biden, I think he should give the same deference to Trump supporters as Trump gave to the people that voted against him in his term.
You're saying essentially none.
Yes, but Biden is a much bigger man than the con man will ever be, so he won't do that.
Yeah, I my hope is, I was just reading today the Fraternal Order of Police, which represents 386,000 police officers across the country, gave a very, very enthusiastic support for Biden's choice, Alejandro Mayorkas, who is a Cuban refugee, to be our new Secretary of Homeland Security. And what's fascinating about him is his mother was a refugee from Romania to Cuba who fled the Holocaust. So he's somebody, they make the case, the police officers do, that the new Secretary for Homeland Security, Mayorkas, again, emphasizing that he has a very, very broadly representative cabinet. I wish he had appointed a Republican and had signaled that way. But look, I think that the way that that President-elect Biden is trying to avoid getting into the midst of this impeachment fight right now is a good policy. And there's no question that if President Trump resigns and maybe even changes his mind and shows up at the inauguration, it wouldn't be out of place at all for the new president to acknowledge some of the real accomplishments that President Trump made for the country. But the entire question here is how to be a more successful president than Donald Trump, not a less successful president. And this idea of Trump saying he won't attend the inauguration, his tweet was very simple. He tweeted out to all of those who have asked, "I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. I think it's also unlikely at this point that he will follow the idea that he had previously floated, that he'll hold some kind of alternative inauguration, some rally or some kind of large event to upstage the inauguration. I don't think that's going to work for him right now. The important thing will be for Mike Pence to show up at the inauguration. And you know what? It's not as useful as President Biden, when he would be president then after taking the oath of office, when he's delivering his inaugural address. It's not as useful as it would be to honor Trump if Trump is standing right there. But one thing that is appropriate is invoking the fact that he, Biden, has known Mike Pence for years and years, that he's sympathetic to him, to Mike Pence, because Biden himself obviously has served as vice president. And to basically talk about how at a moment of real crisis, personal crisis, where the president of the United States, Donald Trump, was attacking Mike Pence in Twitter, he attacked Mike Pence in that speech he gave to the Save America March. And Mike Pence stood firm and stood by the Constitution, because there is zero constitutional basis, and the president was lying when he said, oh, there are major constitutional scholars who think Mike Pence can reverse the election. There are 59 Democrats who have sent leadership a letter yesterday, making the case for calling the House back into session to reckon with the assault on our democracy. We can and should demonstrate continuity of government at a moment when the president is incapable of leading and the executive branch is in total disarray, they wrote. We're the only branch of government that is capable of governing this country. God help us all. Look, the executive branch is in a moment of real crisis. And if you read some of the accounts of very sympathetic people, people like Governor Chris Christie, who have been trying to reach the president, the president, in the time remaining to him, needs to do something to go beyond some of the audio that he released last night. Look, it was good that President Trump condemned the heinous attack on the U.S. Capitol. But what's fascinating about that audio, and I want to play it and do a little bit of speculation with you. We'll do that coming up. But in that audio that he released, where he said he's focusing on the transition, he recognized he was not going to be inaugurated himself. But there's an edit. There's a point at which they shift cameras, and he stops, and then he starts again. What do you think that was about? I think that it's very possible to speculate on that. But meanwhile, we're going to be speaking to Congressman Adam Smith of Tacoma, Washington. And Congressman Smith is really Chairman Smith. He's one of the most powerful Democrats in the House of Representatives that maintains its majority, but a reduced majority. But Chairman Smith of the House Foreign Affairs Committee has recently tweeted, "President Trump incited and encouraged this riot. He and his enablers are responsible for the despicable attack at the Capitol. Vice President Pence and the cabinet should invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump. Otherwise, Senate Republicans must work with the House to impeach and remove him." We'll ask him about that and about resolution for impeachment that he's helped introduce. That and more coming up with Congressman Adam Smith on the Michael Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedved.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Chairman Adam Smith. Though the circumstances are hardly worth celebrating, the circumstances involving a truly shameful assault on the U.S. government in action, attacking a session of Congress, a joint session of Congress, in fact, while that was happening. And Chairman Smith has co-sponsored an impeachment resolution. I have that right, don't I, Adam? Is that,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Well, the impeachment resolution has not been introduced yet, so I have not co-sponsored anything, but I have called for the impeachment.
I see. Okay. And I know together with Congressman Ted Lieu of California and David Chicolin of Rhode Island and others who are respected members of the House side, other than Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, do you have any other Republican support?
Not that I'm aware of, but I haven't been following that detail that closely.
Okay. I've been talking earlier today, before you got on the line, about how much better it would be for the country if President Trump resigned and did so with dignity and took agency for his situation, because a resignation, there's not that same taint of partisanship. You know that there are a lot of people out there who are going to say, if you pursue impeachment, oh, there they go again. They wanted to impeach him over the Russia. They wanted to impeach him over Ukraine. Now they're going to try to impeach him over this. Do you agree it would be better if the president resigned?
Yes, no question. And look, and I've wrestled with that very question. I wrestled with it on the flight home. Fascinating flight home, by the way, because I was surrounded by all the Trump supporters or some of the Trump supporters who had just stormed the Capitol coming home.
Did you talk to them at all?
No, I listened. I heard them. I don't know if they recognized me, and I chose not to engage. But no,
I can't say I blame you. But go ahead.
But to answer your question, yes, it would be much better if it resigned. And I share the concern about it appearing to be, you know, partisan. But look, I mean, the President of the United States stood up and asked a mob to storm the Capitol so that they, so that he could force his way into office for a second term and overthrow a democratic election. Basically, he advocated mob violence to end our constitutional republic. And I'll tell you, my initial reaction when people started talking about impeachment was, man, we got 12 days to go. Is this really the best thing to do? But then when I thought about exactly what the president did, I'm like, you know, how can we not say that he should be removed from office? And let me also say that I have very close relationships with people in the Pentagon. I've actually got good friends in the White House, believe it or not. I have one good friend in the White House who's still there. And the other way I'm working this is try to work with them and make sure that the president doesn't do any further damage in the next 12 days, because that's more likely to be successful than an effort to remove him from office in 12 days. So coming at it from both directions here, but look, the interest is, you know, preserve our republic and preserve the rule of law and protect the country as best we can until we get to January 20th.
I know you believe, as I do, Adam Smith, that it's best to learn from history. And the history here is that when Hugh Scott of Pennsylvania and Barry Goldwater of Arizona saw that it was over for Richard Nixon, they went up to the White House. He agreed to meet with them. And they said, Mr. President, you've got to resign. You are going to be removed from office. Shouldn't it be possible? Let me just read something to you very briefly. It's stunning. This comes from somebody who one would think has the president's respect. He writes, orchestrating a mob to pressure Congress is inexcusable. The president's conduct yesterday was a betrayal of his office and of his supporters. Do you know who said that?
Bill Barr.
Yeah. The former attorney general who stood with Trump and stood with Trump. Maybe Bill Barr could join a group of people coming up and pleading with the president to turn over to Mike Pence.
Let me say a couple things about that so that people understand. You know, I think there are two overarching problems here. Now, and I'll get to them this way. You and I have talked on a bunch of different issues, and certainly there are ways, and I think having a strong conservative movement in this country is important. I recognize the excesses of, if you will, woke liberalism and the problems of it. And I think having a robust counterpoint to that, you know, to talk about the rule of law, to talk about personal responsibility, to make sure that government doesn't overreach, I think all that is very important. What I have never understood is why that conservative movement hitched its wagon to Donald Trump. And now you've got Bill Barr and all these people doing this. Donald Trump, and I want to be perfectly clear about this, and I know that your listeners are not going to like this, Donald Trump has nothing to do with the conservative movement in this country. Donald Trump is a narcissistic psychopath, okay, who used this method to exercise his narcissism. And why conservatives in this country decided to work with this guy is, I honestly cannot understand it. Now, once he got elected, I guess a lot of them were like, well, you know, he is the president. I like his tax policy. I like this. Okay.
Judges.
But the narcissistic psychopath part is kind of a downside. All right. And that includes Bill Barr and all these other people. It's like, everything about this wasn't just predictable. It was almost unavoidable. This is who this guy is. And again, I have respect for your listeners. I really do. I mean, I've done town hall meetings and talked about, you know, conservative issues and all of that. But this guy, are you kidding me? That's number one. And number two is, and this is not just people on the right. I understand that. People on the left do this too, extremists anyway. We got to stop lying. Okay? We got to stop just accepting every lie that our side tells us and then running with it. I mean, people are talking, this election was not fraudulent, okay? And Trump just says, oh, 50,000 dead people in Georgia voted. He's literally making that up out of nothing. Oh, the machine was manipulated. Oh, but I heard about 75,000 people in Pennsylvania. These are all lies, and you don't have to believe them just because you think they advance your cause in the moment.
If I could, I'll try to have Jeremy send you a copy. I have a column in Newsweek today under the headline, "The Lie at the Bottom of It All." And the lie at the bottom of it all is that I won with such a great landslide. I won easily. I won by a lot. There is no universe. There is no method of counting. There is no method of explanation under which Donald Trump won that election on November 3rd. It didn't happen. And again, there is nothing more basic than telling the truth. And I think Mitt Romney said that very well on the Senate floor. I think it was yesterday.
But this the left does this too. I tell people this story all the time. 15 years ago, the guy who was at the gym that I worked out in Federal Way was a left-wing guy who wanted me to impeach George W. Bush. And I explained to him why I wouldn't do that. And he kept getting angrier and angrier about it. Every day I'd see him in there to tell me why I had to do it. And I kept explaining to him why I didn't think it was the right thing to do. And he finally said, 80% of the country agrees with me that this should be done. And I laughed, okay? And he did not like that I laughed. But then I explained and said, look, that's not true. But he believed it. And he believed it because he got into his own little echo chamber and believed that 80% of the country wanted George W. Bush impeached. So extremists on both sides just grab onto this information. I do appreciate you saying that. And let me just say, you are proof that you can be a conservative and not have to do this stuff, okay? That you can advocate for a legitimate, well-thought-out conservative position and not buy into the fanaticism that has gripped the Donald Trump people.
Well, like it or not, however you think the election worked out and whatever you think about mail-in ballots or any of that other stuff, one of the things that we're all going to have to do is to adopt to a post-Trump era. He is not going to be there anymore. He's not going to be leading the country again in 2024 either. What's the most important thing for Joe Biden, president who you supported, to do to try to win some support and confidence from those 74 million people who voted for Trump?
Humility really comes to mind. The idea that we have to recognize that the problem is just you've seen the images of the people storming the Capitol, and you've got the guy carrying the Confederate flag. You've got the people with the most of them.
Yeah, Biden's not going to get them. But for the 90% of other people, humility.
I think that's what I'm talking about. Don't let those isolated examples stop him from understanding that there are a lot of people in this country who have legitimate concerns about the left wing. He must try to address those. He must try to lead the country for everybody.
And that is solid advice on behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth. Thank you, Adam Smith. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.